Each Tuesday at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And joining us again this morning is Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Two items to ask you about recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column, both involving claims by Democratic candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe. And one of them is actually a statement that we dealt with earlier, and you've decided to revise the finding on that one. But first of all, let's deal with the new item in which McAuliffe said about his Republican opponent, Ken Cuccinelli, that Cuccinelli's tax cut plan, quote, school divisions across Virginia could be forced to fire over 8,000 teachers. You checked out the math and the facts on that, and what did you find?
Well, Cuccinelli would cut the top personal income tax rate from 5.75% down to 5%, and he wants to trim the corporate tax rate in Virginia from 6% down to 4%. And once fully implemented, it's estimated that would reduce that plan would reduce general fund revenues by about $1.4 billion. Now, McAuliffe's job loss figures were extrapolated from a report from the Virginia Education Association, which is critical of Cuccinelli's tax plan. The VEA assumed that all major programs in the general fund, such as public safety and education, would be cut equally. The group ran calculations on the amount of lost tax revenue and divided that by the average salary and benefits of Virginia teachers, and found that Cuccinelli's plan would cut state support for about 6,500 teachers. Now, McAuliffe's campaign says some spending in the general fund would be difficult to cut, so the Democrats said that the axe would fall even more heavily on education, leading to more than 8,000 teacher cuts. But McAuliffe ignores Cuccinelli's pledge that he would offset the cost of his tax cut by eliminating loopholes and capping growth in state spending. Back in 2008, a watchdog commission within state government found that about $12.5 billion $12.5 billion in various state tax loopholes. Mm-hmm. Now, Cuccinelli won't identify what tax breaks should be eliminated, saying he would leave that work to an appointed commission. But McAuliffe also ignores the fact that Cuccinelli has said that if he can't pay for his tax plan by cutting loopholes and capping state spending, he won't proceed with it. So we rate the claim false.
All right. Now, a few weeks ago, PolitiFact Virginia rated as mostly false a claim by McAuliffe about Cuccinelli, in which McAuliffe said that Ken Cuccinelli tried to make it harder for moms to get divorced. This was in a TV ad. And you've kind of revisited that one and re-examined the facts and have revised the finding.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Wayne, we originally rated this claim mostly false, but we re-examined the evidence again, and after doing that, we changed the rating. In Virginia, the grounds for ending a marriage include adultery, felony conviction, voluntary separation of 12 months if there are minor children involved, and 6 months if there are not. Couples often use the separation rule to obtain a no-fault divorce, according to Edward Barnes, president of a Richmond area law firm.
Yeah.
Barnes said the process ends up being a little less expensive, and neither party gets blamed. Now, Cuccinelli, as a state senator in 2008, introduced legislation to eliminate the ability for a spouse in a marriage with minor children to unilaterally file for divorce under the separation grounds. And that measure, which died in committee, would have allowed the other spouse to block the process by filing a written objection. Now, Cuccinelli explained in 2007 and 2009 campaign statements that studies show that ending marriage have long-term effects on children and that marriages lasting 5 years or more are much more likely to last. So Cuccinelli said he supported legislation to set up a mutual consent divorce and require counseling where children were involved. Mm-hmm. McAuliffe's ad suggests that the measure would have weakened the options of moms seeking divorce. But that measure is gender neutral. That legislation would have made it harder for moms to obtain divorces, but it would have made it equally difficult for dads to get divorces. So McAuliffe's statement has some accuracy, but leaves out important detail and context. So we rated the claim half true.
Okay. Now half true on the truth-o-meter. Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.